Hello, everyone. This is Chris Gilland again from Waxhaw, North Carolina, and this is part two of my two reviews that I was going to put up for you guys. In the previous review, I talked about the iPhone 5 from a blindness perspective, etc. And just one more note on that. I never really concluded my final thoughts on that. Let me just say, I don't really see much of the Hive. I think it's more mind over matter. The iPhone 5 seems great in some respects. As you hopefully heard from the previous review recording, Audioboo, I did. But I personally, I don't know. I just don't really see that there's that many, advantages. And the last thing I had commented on in the previous review was about the Lightning connector. I'm actually holding one of those Lightning cords in my hand right now as I speak. And it feels really dinky. It feels really dinky dank. It feels like if you're not, like, just extra careful, you could really pop that thing pretty easily and break it. I've been told that it's not as, fragile as it looks, but I still don't really know that I really want to chance anything. Anyway, enough of that. So, in this recording, I would like to talk about the next advancement. Okay, voiceover, that's enough. I'd like to talk about the next advancement in my personal Apple collection of products that I have introduced into our home. And to be honest with you, I'm actually using that product right now to record this Audioboo. Yay! Look at me! No, I'm kidding. No, seriously. I'd like to talk about, yes, as you probably guessed, November the 2nd is when it came out. I got it only a few days, maybe 2 or 3 days later. I would like to discuss the new iPad Mini. Yes, indeed, folks, it is here, the iPad Mini, and it is a beauty. It is absolutely amazing, and I have nothing but good things to say about it. The only thing I really have to say on the bad side of it, I don't know if it's made out of metal, if the casing is metal or plastic. Put it this way, it feels to me more like plastic, but I'm not going to say for sure. But what I will tell you is this, it's a 7-inch screen. For those of you who have seen some of the Android tablets that are out there, especially like the 7-inch Samsung Galaxy S2, this particular tablet is pretty much about that same size. I mean, it's a 7-inch tablet. If you've ever seen a Kindle Fire, it's pretty much the same size screen as that. So it's very, 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 very slim. In fact, I would say that this thing is probably about as thick as, well, honestly, maybe a very thin pad of paper. I mean, and that's being very literal. It's about as thin as a pad of paper. Maybe a little bit thinner than that, but not by much. It's maybe about, I'm going to say, maybe about 1/2 inch thick, if that. It only weighs a couple of ounces as well. I mean, it's not even 1/2 pound. I mean, this thing probably only weighs, I would say, if I had to guess, I mean, I don't have the specs up in front of me. I do apologize, but you can look them up online on Google or on the Apple website. But if I had to assume, just holding the thing in my hand as I'm doing right now, I would have to assume it probably couldn't be, if it were 7 ounces, I would be surprised. This thing's probably only about 5 or 6 ounces. It's very, 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 very light. I will say that it does have a glass frame around the screen, and of course the screen itself is glass. So in that perspective, you'd really want to be careful. But I don't think that the back of it is glass. In fact, I know it isn't glass. Like I said, if anything, it's either going to be a polycarbon type of plastic or it's going to be metal. It looks metallic, but I can almost guarantee you that it's probably plastic.
Jeremy has just signed in.
Sorry about that. It certainly feels plastic, let's put it that way. But it doesn't feel like a dinky plastic. I mean, it feels really... It actually feels very sturdy. So I got the 64 gig model. I went ahead and just bit the bullet. It was a little pricey, but it was worth it. The starter unit, which is the Wi-Fi only 16 gig, starts before tax, starts at $329, and then they basically go up in $100 from there. So basically by that I mean the 32 gig would be Wi-Fi only would be $429, and then the 64 Wi-Fi only, which is what I have before tax, is $529. Now I don't know about your state or what the percent tax rate is in your state, but and that's going to vary from state to state. In my state, it's 7.5%. So for me, by the time it was over without the door, with no protection plan or anything, I paid out the door with tax. I wound up paying about $568. And that gave me the Wi-Fi only black iPad mini 64 gig. This thing is amazing. I mean, it has a full i5 processor in it, which is very, 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 very reliable, very responsive. I have found VoiceOver to literally just fly on this thing. I mean, it absolutely flies. It does use the Lightning port, which, rather than the 30-pin USB, that I'm not too terribly fond of. But that's about the only thing I'm really not the most fond of. Everything is pretty much standard. Your earphone jack is in the top left corner, just like it would be expected to be. Oh, that's another thing. Going back to my review on the iPhone 5, they've moved your earphone jack. Instead of it being on the top left like it has been, on the iPhone 5, they've moved the earphone jack down to the bottom left corner. It's right to the left of your Lightning port. But on the iPad mini, it's the same as it's always been with the iPad. It's in the top left corner. It's just a standard stereo 1/8 inch, or as some would call it, 3.5 millimeter stereo earphone jack. The iPhone 5 does come with the new EarPods. You don't get those with the iPad mini, lamentably. You'll have to supply your own 1/8 inch stereo earphones, or if you already have a pair of EarPods from like an iPhone 5, you can use those as well. You can buy the EarPods, by the way, individually. In fact, I bought a pair myself a while back, and I don't know, they're okay, but they're $29 from Apple if you want to get them. Anyway, so you've got in the top left corner is your, like I say, your earphone jack. Obviously, on the top right is your power/sleep. Your lock for your orientation, your screen rotation orientation lock switch, and your volume are below that on the right side. There, and one thing I will say that's kind of nice is your volume up and your volume down. It's not actually like a bar, like a rocker bar. It literally is two completely separate buttons, two long, skinny buttons. Now, they are more recessed toward the back of the iPad, just like they are on the iPad third generation, and I believe on the fourth generation as well. Your rotation lock slash mute lock, depending on how you have it set, switch also is kind of more toward the back. Case kind of recessed off toward the back of the casing on the right side, just like it's not like right flushed with the edge. But because of the fact that the iPad mini is so thin, I haven't really found that to be much of a problem at all. I mean, it actually feels, I have to almost feel and pay attention to know that it's more toward the back. I mean, that's just how thin the case is. I mean, this, guys, this thing is just absolutely beautiful. I mean, it is gorgeous. Your home key is in where it normally is, down in the bottom center, just like it always would be. Now, this is one thing that I don't know about the iPad third generation, but I know the fourth generation iPads, I've been told that just came out, are mono. They only have one speaker internally, and they're mono. And that came from a Geek Squad agent, and it also from Best Buy, and I've also heard this from a direct Apple senior advisor, so I've had this confirmed by like two people. And I know they're not lying, because when I actually looked at the iPad in Best Buy the other day when I got my iPad mini, I actually looked at an iPad fourth generation very briefly, and I even had them turn VoiceOver on in the store for me on a display model. And I must say, the speaker I found was okay, but I didn't really find that it was much any better than like the second or the third generation. He claimed it was a little better, but I didn't really find that to be the case. But what I will say about the iPad mini, and this is so cool, and I must say that Apple really deserves a lot of credit for this. Why they did this on the mini and did not do this as well on the full-sized iPad 4th gen, I will never know. But the iPad mini has two speakers. You've got the left-hand speaker. You have... All right, I'm going to take care of that here very shortly, but not right this second. That's my iPhone ringing over there. I have to the right of that... if you're wondering what that ringtone is, by the way, that would be the song Deep Enough to Dream by Chris Rice. Really, really nice song. Love that thing. Anyways, if you look to the right of that, though, you're going to notice that there's a... I think your microphone is down there somewhere. Let me see if I can find where that's at. Yeah, it's kind of hard to tell. I can't really tell completely where the mic is, but in the very center, you'll feel a very definite hole, a little port, and that's your lightning port, quite obviously. But then you have over on the right, you have another speaker, which is a little bit more noticeable. And that is your right-hand speaker. So you actually have full stereo. With this, and the sound quality, in my opinion, is just amazing on this. I don't know if I can actually get this to work with Audio Boo recording. I don't believe I can, but I'm gonna try something.
Home utilities folder, 49 new items, 19 apps.
For one thing, yes, that. To open. Okay, for one thing, that is the internal speaker on the mini. But what I want.
You got a voicemail. 41.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever.
Doc. Music.
I don't know if this is going to work, but I'm going to try it. All right, I'm not sure if it paused my recording or what it did. I don't know if you guys heard any of that or not. But take my word for it if you didn't hear any of that. The audio quality is really, really, really good on this thing. Just take my word for it. Anyway, the speaker is just amazing on this thing. I would highly recommend it. So, I mean, I've got nothing but good things to say. Again, it's got the i5 processor in it, which is just amazing. What I'll do, I can't do it on this device because obviously if I'm going to boot it, it's not going to really work that well doing that. What I am going to do is I'm going to get out of here.
Utilities folder, 49 new items, 19 apps.
I'm going to go over here and I'm going to... I'm going to hope that this thing is still recording, because what I'd like to show you is, I'd like to...
Utilities folder, 49, opening utilities folder, utilities, maps.
Let me see something here.
Settings, clock, note, remind, calendar, iTunes, games, Safari, mail, Safari.
I'm going to go here into Safari, just for a moment.
Skip to main content, in page link, table start.
Oh my god, I can't get over how fast that thing loads.
Bookmarks, iCloud, button, bookmarks, utility, address, H, reload. Button, search, close tab for well.
Now.
Back, dimmed. button.
I'm just going to close these tabs here that I had open because I want to have a fresh start to prove this to you.
Bookmarks, iCloud, button, utilities, address, go to this app, search, selected, untitled.
Okay. Other thing I'm going to do.
Apps with audio boot, music.
Is I'm going to close all of my apps music. That I have open here.
Audible. Apple Store. App Store. Tinnito.
Okay.
Dismiss app switch audio boo.
Okay, so the only thing I have running now is Safari and Audio Boo.
Audio Boo. Utilities. Opened. Dropbox, Dictionary, Boost, Magic, Contacts, Mail, Safari.
Wait a minute here, let's go back over here.
Safari, back, dimmed, button.
Okay, so what I wanted to show you.
Selected, search, search address, go to this address. Back, dimmed.
I'm going to just load a website that is actually pretty big.
T, J, K, J, H, H, W, E.
Sorry.
M. P. P. O. W. W.
Now, it's being a little sluggish when I type, just I think because of the fact that I'm recording with,
E. E. R. R, comma. M. M. E. M. Comma. M. N. T. A, S.
Whoops.
X. Z.
Z.
O. O. M. N. N. E. .com. .com.
So I should have the empowermentzone.com in here.
Bookmarks bar. Search. Clear text. Address. Text field. Is editing. Theempowermentzone.com.
Yep.
Edits the URL. Go.
And I'm going to hit go. Now, this page has quite a few links on it, several thousand to be exact. But I wanted to use this as an example just to show you. Now, I'm not on LTE. I'm on Wi-Fi. But watch this.
TheEmpowermentZone.com is for sale.
Boom. That's it. It's loaded. That was like several thousand links, and it's now loaded. I mean, that is how quick this thing loads. I mean, it is amazing. Let's go back over here.
Closing utilities folder. Safari. Audio boo.
Let's go back over here.
Audio boo.
So, cancel. Yeah.
Button.
I mean, as you can hear, it's amazing. I mean, just how quick. I'm going to do one more audio boo for you guys here in a moment because I want to show you guys, and I'll have to use my iPhone to record it, but I want to show you guys the boot time that it takes to boot this thing. I mean, it is amazing. So, I'm going to end this recording, and we'll do one more recording where I will reboot this iPad and show you just how quickly this thing reboots. I mean, it is amazing. So, I'll be right back on the next recording, guys, and we will do that.
Pause recording.
So, I'll talk to you guys here in a moment.